Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We're going on tour.
We're watching on... No, let's not do this. Right, so Dead Men Talking, we're going on tour. In May 2023, we're going to 6 venues across the country. We are going to be in
Glasgow, Liverpool, Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham and London. And if you're not from one of those places, travel.
Get a train. Oh, yeah. Shit, don't get a train.
No, the strikes.
Get a car.
Work it out. But tickets are on sale now. They're available at deadmentalkpod.com. Go get those tickets. Come see us on tour. It's going to be live stand-up and it's going to be loads of fun. If you're a fan of the podcast, you'll love it.
You only have to sit through Rob for 3/4 of an hour and then you get to watch me.
Yeah, so if you want to see a live heart attack, come to the tour.
I went on, it was my anniversary yesterday. And
of what?
Getting a pig heart transplant.
Oh, don't, I'm starving.
Happy anniversary.
Don't snort, Rob, that's the worst thing you can do. How does the tuck thing work? And please, for the love of God, we won't have to do it, will we?
No, it's 2022.
You won't.
You won't.
Great.
Because micro dick.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I've...
You've got to find your dick first, haven't you?
Been a rough one for me.
Serious answer?
Small dick man with a pig heart.
You do.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Welcome to the UK Christian podcast. We are here with heathen sister. And we're going to try and save her soul and stop her from burning in hell with her terrible... What do Christians call it when some... Sinful.
Sinful, yeah.
Sinful ways.
Can we save us first?
Yeah, I think we might be a little late to that party.
The bus has been and gone.
Thanks for doing our podcast, sister, and thanks for having us on the drag show.
You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. It's lovely being here.
We are going to... So for those of you that don't know, we probably should do this. We're going to do a Patreon special, sister drag show. We're all going to be doing drag.
Yeah. Yes.
Who do you think, just drinking us all in, who do you think is going to make the most promising drag act?
I'm going to get a tits out.
Who smells fishy?
Promising. You've got some good length on you. That always comes in handy.
You're not the first to remark.
Would you not argue that he has too much length? Like 6'7" is ridiculous.
Would you? You sound like you'd know.
There's no way. If I had to suck a dick, that would be the last penis on earth I would suck.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
That
enough.
Doesn't sound like friendship to me. I'm no, sorry.
Oh, this isn't based on friendship.
No. Oh. What is this based on?
We're enemies with mutual interests.
Yeah. Oh, God, sounds like me and my boyfriend.
I love it's that. A similar vibe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted that this podcast didn't pop off with people I like. That would have been fucking brilliant. Yeah. That would have been perfect.
Can't have everything, though,
you're in
you?
Too deep now.
Oh, my God. I'm financially tied to two people.
That's the worst.
One of which is 5'6", and the other one can't get here on time. It's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I've lost so much of my life waiting for this cunt to. And then he barges in like a big gangly menace. Yeah. I'm stressed.
Well, don't stress me out, guys.
Well, do you have any idea how hard it is to stand there and do absolutely nothing while everyone's stressed out? Yeah.
I did hear that. Well, I was in the back, putting tits and hips and actually being stressed out. And all I could hear was some man in the other room proclaiming how stressed he was. And I thought, you've got no idea.
Yeah, to be fair, if my day would have been worse if I'd had to wear that is true. It would have been more, like, less convenient.
Like you've just read me.
No, like, I mean, I would have looked better, but, you know, I've walked up a few flights of stairs earlier. I don't know how you do it. You're like a sexy Dalek.
I'll take that.
Can I say, I don't know whether or not I'm nervous for this, but my testicles have started hurting recently, like today.
Well, like they've got a feeling?
Like a dull ache. Right. And I think it's either
like
something you
found
I need
water
to get
in the desert.
like dousing rods. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when Freddie didn't go to the dentist for ages and ended up pulling his tooth out with a pair of pliers?
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to do that, are you?
Yeah, I didn't go to the dentist ages in lockdown.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, yeah. What you said.
Yeah, he pulled out homemade dentistry.
I don't understand men. It's the bane of my life. I am one. I'm attracted to them, and it makes me feel so ill every day. Why are we like this?
I was busy, but I was in
you
lockdown.
You were busy during lockdown.
Yeah, I was busy not doing anything. It got away from me. Got away from me.
15 minutes of exercise a day was quite the increase for our friend.
Yeah. And a pint of water.
What do you mean a daily walk?
Wow. I mean, it's given Tom Hanks.
I'm worried about this, right, because I don't like being on stage unless it's for a reason that I know that I'm good at. Oh, comedy. Yep, shut up. I mean,
so
like,
he mainly does eating competitions.
I try and preempt it, and still it comes.
Yeah. I've always got like four ready in case you cut one of them off.
It's like getting always two in the chamber.
It's like getting to banter with a hydra. Do you know what I mean? You chop one neck off and three grow. For fuck's sake. So I don't like karaoke and stuff like that because I know I can't sing. And if I could sing, then I'd like it because I'd be good at it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't like being on stage and like, I'm so bad. You know, it makes me cringe. So I know I'm going to be shit at this. Yeah. And I feel like I've got two options. The first is to be like, no, I'm shit, you know. And the second is
the
just...
The coward's way.
Yeah. And the second is to style it out and just sort of...
I think you just got to give it the beans, isn't it?
At least you two are stand-ups, though. Like, I'm a producer and I'm doing a drag show. This is the first time I've been on stage in like 10 years.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Very, very nervous.
He's also only got stumpy little legs as well, so...
which is why we actually paid for him to go and see a hypnotherapist.
We actually did.
Can I just ask how much... how much are hypnotherapists charging these days?
Well, he didn't charge that much, I think.
We got mates rates, though. He's in our offices where our studio is.
Yeah,
so it's like our neighbor.
I don't want to grass him up to HMRC by revealing how much he did it for. But he got hypnotised, and we had it filmed. I have a trigger phrase, and when I say it, he's going to, apparently think that he is the world's greatest drag queen.
Yeah. Wow.
Have you ever heard of anything like that happen before?
That's how sister got into this.
Yeah. I was working for HMRC. I woke up one day and...
Yeah. Someone said banana bread and that was you.
I've got a wife and kids at home.
Who's?
Imagine if...
Sorry, we're going to get you in trouble.
So how long have you been doing drag for, sister?
5 years.
5 years?
Mm. Really, that long? That's amazing.
Well, if you factor in the pandemic. So when I applied for Drag Race, I remember saying on my audition tape, I've been doing drag for 2 years now. I'm completely unqualified for this job. Yeah, yeah. IME anyway. And then the pandemic took over, which is like an extra two Or three?
Yeah, I'll call it two.
I'm gay, I can't do maths.
I didn't know that stereotype. It's lovely to learn.
We can't drive either.
Okay, right. Mm. I would have guessed that one.
We just can't. Just put us behind a wheel, we can't do it.
Yeah, not with those tits anyway, they get right in the way. But if you crash, you're going to be fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Distracted by the gear stick, I think, is.
You king, come love.
So when you went on Drag Race then, you've been doing it for not a long time then.
No, I was technically a baby, and I was doing it part-time as well. So a lot of the queens that apply for Drag Race, they do it because it's their full-time gig,
and they're
sick of getting paid 50 quid a gig, and they want that exposure.
Yeah. I can't relate as a stand-up comedian.
I was just working in an office, and I was like, go on then.
Yeah, fuck it, why not?
Crazy, feeling kooky, and then did it, and then fucking got on first time and was like, shit, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Are loads of other drag queens annoyed about that?
They should be.
Yes.
I think so. I think there's a weird, what's the word? There's like a competitive streak that runs right through the heart of the drag community as well.
Sure. It's sort of baked into the culture of it, isn't it?
100%. And it's like, it's a sense of community. And sometimes it can go a little bit too far where you're just like, guys, it's a job. Calm down.
Yeah.
But people are probably pissed about it. Yeah.
Do you like that?
100%. Get over it.
Yes.
Build a big bridge and get the fuck over it.
Love it.
So it's not unrealistic then that we do drag for the first time and then we're on the next series of Drag Race.
Don't be stupid. It's not happening.
I think they've got some standards. I think Sister started quickly and was good at it. That was the difference.
Maybe they've had a few series now. They must be running out.
Maybe not next series in a Drag Race, but Live at the Apollo may call by the evening.
I can see you tap dancing outside Woolworths or something.
Woolworths is shut down.
That is bleak. Exactly.
If I'm gonna tap dance, it's gonna be outside an open shop.
Yeah.
That's my standard.
River
Island or higher. Yeah.
Nothing with fragile goods inside with you shaking it from outdoors with your tap dancing.
Penny sweets flying.
We'll tap dance for food.
What's that for Godzilla movie?
Fuck's sake.
Like Jurassic Park with the water.
Exactly.
I'm not really... So I've watched Drag Race, but I'm not like one of those... I wouldn't call myself a fan in as far as... I know that fans of Drag Race are like... They're fucking militant. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll see somebody and they're like, oh my God, that looks like the mini challenge in fucking season 3, episode 4. And you're like, what? You know, I'm not that into it, but I definitely remember watching your season.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the one before because the one before, there was a drag queen on called...
Was there?
Yeah. One as well.
Underdog story. Cars driving really fast the first series.
Red Bull Drag Race.
Yeah, it took a turn, unlike the cars in.
There was a drag queen called Something Wong.
Diva Slay Lover. Yeah.
And it was, and I remember being like, that's good for you. That's a great name.
Yeah, I saw the tour of that show. I took my missus for her birthday to Brighton. Literally.
They did a show in Brighton.
They did. They managed to sell it as well as weird. Something where I'd lost their voice and still belted out a ballad, but like, and it like got a standing ovation at the end just because of like the sheer willpower to get through. It was incredible.
No, she hasn't lost her voice. That's just what she sounds like.
There is something
wrong.
So the one that you were on with, was that the one...
Season 2.
Was that the one with somebody who was like an old drag queen that had been doing it ages and everyone was like, oh my God, it's this, I think from Brighton.
They were, yeah.
It's Joe Black.
And then they left straight away and everyone was like, oops.
Yeah. The goopery of the season. Yeah.
And then they brought them back and then booted them off straight away again.
Oh, that's painful.
For wearing a H&M dress. Yeah. And do you know what? Joe Black has been doing drag for, I think, about 13 or 14 years.
Yeah.
He's my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's 21.
Okay, we'll let that one slide.
You are famously bad at maths.
Yeah, this is it.
So the thing is with that though is, so you get booted off for wearing like a H&M dress. It does seem a bit like
what is the message that you can only be good at drag if you have more money to chuck at it?
Like, well, it threw that whole that one line, you know, I don't want to see any fucking H&M from RuPaul, did throw up a whole culture of, well, do you need to have a bunch of money to get on the show?
Yeah.
And I think the answer is yeah.
Yeah. Do they not give you a budget to make your clothes?
Do they? Fuck, it's no. The BBC.
Really?
They don't in America as well. I read like a long read about it, like where it was like, you know, all like queens talk about how much they'd spent on it, and it blew my mind.
Yeah. People spent thousands. I mean, I still had my office job. I wasn't joking. I did used to work at HMRC, so I had an office job to like supplement it as it went on. My rent was only really cheap at the time, so I have no excuse as to why I look that damn awful on TV. But when it's like a normal first season, they won't pay you more than the episode fee, which is like £250 or something. Oh, right. But that comes from World of Wonder, not BBC, because sure. BBC aren't allowed to pay you.
But
you know, obviously it helps if you've got money, contacts and people in the industry who can mm-hmm. you can get you to look as phenomenal as you did. I didn't, because like I said, I was just a bumbling mm-hmm. part-time drag queen.
Same as it ever was in any industry or any bit of entertainment, I think.
Favorite one from that season, apart from you obviously, mm-hmm. my second favorite
second,
one
yeah.
was Bimini.
Because
I liked it when she went Bimini like that.
What was she, a Pokemon?
You are. She honestly sounded like
that. Oh my god, that's the best description of Bimini I've ever heard. She's cracked out Pokemon. Yeah.
There was one
always
thing.
Always playing with balls.
I remember. I think it was like one like the runway things at the end, and she'd come out wearing, I think it was like a Norwich City top that had just been sort of like kind of repurposed. I was like, sexy football hooligan. What a look. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's Norwich. It's not the most hooligan club. It's not like, Norwich are in town. Watch out. Yeah. There'll be bricks through windows coming. You know, the big derby, Millwall versus Norwich.
We'll all fight on that
Delia
big bit
Smith
of flatland.
We're going to cut you up.
Looking for the other hooligans. Where are you?
I will say this is really nice because it's married drag and football. So I've got no idea what you're talking about.
I know. And neither do we the other way.
We don't really know what we're on about with football. We just pretend we do. Like all
that's
football
the
fans.
Drag, same.
How did you come up with the drag name Sister Sister then?
God, it was because I'm a Virgo, I can't decide on anything. So I had loads of names throughout the years. And then I was Sister for a really long time, and my comedy partner, because I do double in comedy every now and then, she said, just before season 2 audition started, I can really hear RuPaul saying, Sister, Sister, why don't you just double it up? So we doubled it.
Oh.
And then I got on.
RuPaul was in an episode of Sister, Sister, I found out while researching this interview.
The parallels are crazy.
You remember Sister, Sister, right? The Nickelodeon show.
He did a thing, there's a GIF, you can Google it.
Oh. Yeah.
He does this and then he transforms into a thing. Drag queen, I don't know.
I don't remember the Nickelodeon show Sister, Sister.
It's Sister, Sister. It's like twin
now
sisters.
Those two lyrics really got it for me.
Yeah. They're twins and they were like always swapping places. They learned a lot along the way.
What do you mean you learned a lot along the way?
They learned about always be yourself. That was the main thing.
Was that Australia?
No, it's American.
Mm. Oh, right. Okay, I was thinking of something else.
You're thinking of Round the Twist.
I was thinking of Round the Twist.
Round the Twister.
This is a weird confession. I once had sex with an episode of Round the Twist in the background, and it was very weird.
Before you got here?
When she was about to
come. Why you were late?
When she was about to come, did you go, have you ever felt like this? Such a stupid gag.
I'm glad it happened, though.
My main question is, why do you remember that?
Well, because it's like it was odd.
Because it was the only time you've had sex, right?
Yeah. When it's, it's a memorable event, losing your virginity.
Which episode was it? What happened?
There was some sort of bird demon. I just remember that. I was distracted.
No. Like... Talk about the episode.
Oh, can you be on every episode, please?
I feel like I've got someone fighting my corner.
That's nice being mean.
You're going to fit in well.
Yeah, there's not much else to the story. It's just like she sort of put it on. It's like a mood setter.
She put it on.
Yeah.
She put on round the
twist. I went back to hers and she was like, oh, let's put on round the twist.
Let's get in the mood.
Let's fuck to children's television.
Yeah.
Was this after a night out?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Flying fuck!
It shows.
Imagine, right? If you took a girl home and you were like, babe, I've got a mood setter, and then you put on the Queen's nose. I love it when they rub that nose. Dirty.
Shagging to Pingu like noot noot.
fucking lick it out to Bernard's watch. Don't worry, baby, I've got all the time in the world.
Can we fix it? Fucking right, we can.
Oh my God. It shows how much it would take to throw me off sleeping with someone, though, innit?
That
my stride.
You should have had a threesome. You could have done it to Chuckle Vision.
Well, it's a two-way.
No slacking.
Depends what you're into.
Fucking hell, man. Yeah. Oh, God. Right, you've got your drag name, haven't you?
Yeah.
I've got mine as well.
So what's your drag name?
Mingy Mouse.
Mingy Mouse.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your drag name?
Anna Lacavity.
Yeah.
A little pun. That's actually really well thought out.
Thank you. I've worked on it quite hard. Thank you. I've tried very hard.
Yeah.
Well done.
I did not try hard.
I have not.
It's still good. You just caught me off with Min.
I've not thought about this at all, and so I don't have one yet. And I'm hoping that what's going to happen is I'm going to get into like costume, and I'm going to look at myself
and
in the mirror.
Fit. That's I think that's the first. I'll open it. How big brass eyes do you do? Yeah.
If the bug spraying tent has arrived, we should be all right.
Aren't they mean? That's what my mum would say. Aren't they mean?
I'm hoping that it just comes to me.
Let's do some word association. Big fat tits. Big sloppy fat.
This doesn't feel like word association.
Melty, gross, smelly, sweaty...
Hairy,
minging tits, big fat tits, big fat ass with big
fat
tits.
Okay, my drag name is Rob's Mum. Thank you for helping me. My drag name for this evening is Rob's Mum.
At least I'll be able to find you.
But then when you take the wig off, do you become Rob's dad?
No, that's what it leaves.
And then he leaves. Never comes back.
I swear to God, if you go to milk, I'm going to cry.
Oh, God. Yeah, I need to be hit with inspiration.
See, I've got like a whole character worked out.
Oh, I have,
yeah.
Right, okay. So what I'm behind here. Yeah. So what have you guys got planned?
Well, I haven't like planned that. I've been just, you know, working on the character who she is.
Yeah.
Right, who Anna is.
You got method. You got Daniel Day-Lewis
to
your drag.
Motivation. You need to know the whole persona.
I've got full Stanislavski on mine.
Yeah.
There's a circle of trust and shit. Yeah. Oh, I've done A-level drama.
Okay, where's yours from?
Anna is, she sees herself as a Broadway star, but she's never made it past Panto. So, she looks down on everyone, despite never being everywhere. And she's a real old slag.
God, I feel very seen.
No, you're
not taking inspiration.
Yeah, who was your main source of inspiration?
It just came to me out of nowhere.
Just then.
Across this table. A slag.
An old Broadway slag.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Mingy Mouse is from Arkansas.
I'm looking forward to an accent.
Yeah, you'll get one, baby.
Okay. was that you doing it?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, I was just checking.
Do you know what?
I'm going to say sugar a lot. Uh-huh. That's what Mingy Mouse says.
Throw y'alls in.
Yeah, she always mentions a minge. Yeah.
I know.
Do they say minge in Arkansas?
Mingy Mouse does. That's what
they
name.
They invented it in Arkansas. Yeah.
If there's one thing that I know about drag, it's about subverting norms and turning things on its head sometimes.
So you're going to play a skinny woman?
Breathe.
Get your apnea mask.
It's not worth it.
I'm on everyone's side, by the way, so I'm really going to be like, go on, get him again. I'm going to be like, don't worry about it. It doesn't mean anything.
You're like an evil Switzerland.
I'm a twat, yeah.
Evil Switzerland.
You're like the devil and the angel, but just keep switching from person to person.
Angel.
I'm just going to have a really plain backstory. Mine's just going to be she works at Spa.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
None of this like, oh, she was a Broadway star. She just worked at Spa.
Yeah. Linda Jones.
And she's just happy. Yeah,
honestly,
I was
at the time
I was.
Helen.
Yeah,
Helen from Spa.
I think you're like a Barbara. You need a heavier name. Barbara.
A heavier name than Helen.
A heavier name, yeah.
Helen's a heavy name.
It could be, yeah.
Karen. Karen's.
No, because Karen's like...
Helen Heffer.
Karen Matthews.
Helen Heffer.
Helen Heffer, yeah. Karen Matthews is good.
Karen. Rings a bell. Maybe you could sell
You could come out of
mattresses.
A drawer at the start.
What, just come up with one empty cupboard drawer? Yeah.
I'm seeing a box fringe.
Tabard. You got any tabards?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Fucking hell.
It's a dark day for drag.
We're really reaching a new low for drag today.
I'm an artist. Yeah. I'm with these.
What tips have you got for us?
Tits.
I think we can all see.
Tips for, do you want performance style tips? Do you want confidence on stage tips?
Everything.
What are you most, what's your like main thing? You were saying that you're not used to being on stage and sort of just embodying.
Being trying to be funny on stage, that's going to be Freddie's big challenge.
Do you know what?
There's a couple of steps to get up as well that Freddie has to
do. Well, honestly, mobility issues is probably up there.
Yeah.
Because I struggle to get on stages when I'm dressed like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think in big heels and tight shit.
I'm worried about the walking in heels is my main thing.
What size shoe are you?
I'm You're 12.
All right.
I'm not dainty.
I've brought a big pair of heels as well.
Amazing.
For you. And they're too big for me because I ordered them from China and the conversion just didn't work out properly.
Oh, incredible. So I have those, thank you, China.
I have the most beautiful velvet green shoes that you probably can take away with you. I don't know.
Chinese people...
I'm so willing to change my mind.
Hang on, no. If he wears them shoes, he'll be even later to everything.
Just stop. Chinese people wear different... They do different shoes.
No,
just have different sizes.
No. It's just where the manufacturer...
Oh.
There's a conversion.
Yeah. I thought they had just different things in China for shoes.
I mean, they might, and that's okay. Yeah. I think they just...
I was just really impressed.
I didn't read the website.
So was it Chinese? Yeah.
It's because maths, numbers, gays, can't do it.
Yeah.
Fuck it,
I'm silly. I'm a silly woman. Silly.
Does that work often?
Loads of big shoes in my house because I can't read.
Like a massive Frida Kahlo. She's not. Who's the one I mean? The one with all the shoes. Imelda Marcos, was it? Who's the one with all the shoes?
I don't know.
It's a fucking niche joke.
I know. I'm really going back to dictators' wives.
Do you know what I really like? Is that the reason that joke didn't work is in your head because you didn't get the right reference first time round.
I was like, I probably said the wrong dictator's wife there. That'll be the issue.
Yeah.
I imagine that's what's occurred there.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly be that it was too niche. It was the wrong dictator's wife.
When they raided the palace, there was loads of shoes. It was a thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm just not clever enough for this joke.
I don't think I am. I think that's what's gone wrong.
Smile and nod, everyone. Smile and nod.
The dictator's wife.
I still don't think I've got the right one.
It was Mrs. Hitler. She had loads. Loads of shoes.
Eva Broder, as she was otherwise known.
No.
Mrs. Hitler.
She preferred Mrs. Hitler.
Hey, I think we've got a drag name.
Not this.
Mrs. Hitler.
Oh, no. Yeah, it wasn't a serious suggestion, Freddie. Okay. You're not performing under that name.
You'll be on Drag Race in no time.
Just Kanye front row, like, yes! Finally!
Someone's saying it like it is.
I love this drag queen. Love it.
So, heels, how do you walk in and what's the
I'll
trick?
Just put them on and walk. What's wrong with you? Stop fucking moaning. Christ.
I love that we thought we were going to get some nice tips.
Yeah, no, I'm getting nothing. We're getting fed to the wolves.
What about makeup? Do you have any tips for makeup?
Just do it with gusto. I think, look, we haven't got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
I would say focus on eyes.
Yeah.
Lips.
Yeah.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
Nose.
Yeah. Keep it subtle.
So the face. The face.
Focus on the face when you apply makeup. I think.
Right. Okay.
I'm learning so much.
Has anyone got a pen?
Focus on the face.
Focus on the face. I would, anyway.
Yeah. That's okay. A good place to start. Thanks for that.
Anything else?
Is there anything you can do for fatness with makeup?
Contouring.
Contour. Yeah, you can do... Yeah. Honestly, you can change anything.
Anything?
If you want to.
How much contouring do you think for...
Just a full circle. Just a full circle of
just a plate
bronzer.
In front of you.
Do you know what? You've got such a beautiful face.
That's genuinely the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
I shave, but...
Oh, no, I've seen him shave.
Not tonight.
It's
not tonight.
Honestly, that's
what are you
going to
do about your beard? There's bearded queens.
Well, this is what I was thinking.
Well, a bearded queen just won season 4 of Drag Race.
I'd quite like to go full glitter beard.
I've got no glitter.
So. Okay, well, let's go just beard queen then.
Have you seen someone was brushing up? Have you got soot and dirt? We could have a go.
We'd work with that.
Soot and dirt.
Yeah, we don't have
just
glitter.
Just roll me on the floor.
We don't have glitter, but we have soot and dirt.
Will that do you, sir? We do have a big pile of excrement.
What's that phrase? You can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in other dirt.
I actually know a little bit about makeup as well, because I have watched both season 1 and 2 of the reality show Glow Up.
Uh-huh.
So mm-hmm. I feel like that gives me an advantage.
You are, honestly, you'll want to watch.
I want to watch. A dark horse, some might
the
say.
The darkest of horses.
I know. Hope someone's got primer. Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the delivery time, Freddie.
He's the big transformer.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking idiots. I swear to God. What was Coach Trip like?
were you on with Brandon Reese by any chance?
No, I watched. I was on with Matt Richardson.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
I was on with Matt. Love Matt.
Yeah, really love Matt.
Had Matt gone by the time you got on, or were you on?
No, me and Ginny Lemon from season 2 of Drag Race, we joined day 2, so we missed the first day.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like we missed a lot, to be honest. They just banged some drums around an old town.
I mean, that is a lot of the show, isn't it? It's doing some
Coach
of the most underwhelming things you could do in some of the most beautiful cities on Earth.
Yeah. With 12 different camera angles to make it look like it's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in an orchard.
What's that? We're going donkey riding in Girona today. Yeah. Hooray! When in your head, you're like...
God, I would have loved that.
Really?
God, I would have fucking loved that. Yeah. It was really stunning. It was a lovely paid holiday around Portugal for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With Brendan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Is he as nice in person?
10 times better in real life.
That's nice to hear.
Although I saw that you were on with Honey G... And I don't think any amount of money could have made me put up with that.
It was Honey G?
Honey G is the one on, she was on X Factor for a little bit.
She was like a mum who was a novelty rapper.
Yeah.
They basically, it was one of the ones where it was like a Wagner. You know when every year on X Factor they used to humour somebody?
You have a funny mental.
Yeah, for way too long.
Chico was the original one. Chico was the first of those, I would argue. You know, but like,
when they went, what would happen if we just kept putting them through?
Is Chico dead? R.I.P. Chico, if he's dead. I think he died.
He ran out of Chico time.
I think he died.
Oh,
I think he did, yeah.
Alexa,
Imagine.
It's worth a try.
The two things that you've brought to this are Chico's dead and...
He's not dead.
All right, no. Good news.
And
good news, everybody.
Hooray!
Chico's dead. But I'm willing to spread it.
Yeah.
I can't believe Chico's dead.
Massive. He got mega raids.
A huge loss for the community.
Also, his wife, loads of shoes. Huge amount of shoes. She was into them. So what was it like being on with Honey G? Because that would be the one that would wind me up.
I've never met someone who embodies a dolphin as a woman so much.
Just had loads of sick kids with her.
In my whole life. Really, really interesting. Had some really interesting conversations with her. And then the saddest thing, cut to about 6 months later, she just unfollowed me on social media.
Oh. Ouch. I've
still got her number, though, and every now and then I WhatsApp her.
Yeah. Do you drop her a WhatsApp?
Oh, I just drunkenly WhatsApp her.
What do you say to her?
Okay, so the one that I like to go with is, I will take a picture, for example, so it'll just be like, or loss on a night out, and then I'll send it to her. And then she replies saying, "Who's this?" And I reply saying, "Sorry, I thought you were with us."
Wow.
Oh.
I think I just gaslight Honey G.
Should we message her now?
I gaslight Honey G.
Should we message her now?
Can we take a selfie?
Ask if she knows Shamu.
Should we take a selfie and send it to Honey G?
Okay, yeah.
I didn't think that this was
happening. No, I'm surprised. You don't have to move in a photo.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Mouthing to the hello, Honey G.
Do you know what's going to be so mad is if in 2 minutes that phone starts ringing and Honey G's like, "Sister, how have you been? It's been so long. I love your photos.
Do you know Lad Baby? Have you got his number?
It's a dangerous number to have on a night out.
Yeah. Like, I got a Dave Benson Phillips number for a bit. Like, I went around Edinburgh, someone got it, and like, it lasted about 2 days because 100 comedians had it. So
You were too busy fucking to one of his TV shows.
I'll show you a gunge tank.
Ooh. Oh, God. That would be the worst thing to say before coming on someone. Who do you want to get your own back?
You crank them up a little seat. And they go, ding, 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 ding.
This is giving me too much homework.
We've got your mum and dad in.
Okay, I've texted Honey G.
You texted her. Yeah, speaking of nights out...
It is very funny that her response is, "Who is this?" You're quite recognisable, I would say.
It's me! Yeah. It's me. I went on... it was my anniversary yesterday. And
of what? Getting a pig heart transplant.
Oh, don't, I'm starving.
Happy anniversary.
Don't snort, Rob. That's the worst thing you can do. He's really pleased with himself.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Do you know what he'll sleep tonight?
Yeah.
My relationship anniversary.
With what?
Diabetes.
I'm never going to get this. Right. I went out, got too drunk, and I threw up Korean barbecue against my own wall.
Which is crazy, because you went for pizza. Hey!
Oh, no, you had pizza as well.
Yeah. This feels like gaslighting. But it's not, is it?
It's not, you're aware you're a fuck. It's fine. No one's calling you mad. We're all like, yeah, no, we agree, Fred.
Freddie thinks he's got body dysmorphia because of us.
How was it coming up? Was it as good going down?
It was horrific.
Sticky.
It was
my sticky, right? Yeah.
It flew up like there were chunks and they all just hit the wall.
It's like napalm as well, Korean barbecue. It's so sticky.
Oh, my
wall?
God.
Whose wall?
My wall, my bathroom wall.
Your bathroom wall?
Yeah.
You need to install a toilet.
I've been getting onto this for ages. At the moment, we just shit in a hole.
That's just Saturday
What's his name?
don't know
anymore. But yeah, I just threw up, and this morning I had to clean Korean barbecue throw up off my own wall.
Wow.
And I don't feel I feel like hungover, but like livable.
but I don't feel like...
You don't feel like a drag queen
if
yet.
I could pick a day to do drag.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you did literally pick the day.
This is more drag queen culture than anything, yeah. to be honest.
Oh, really?
Throwing up Korean food at a wall, yeah.
Oh, I actually now feel like there's a weird little bit of confidence.
Yeah. Actually, oh, God, don't think that any of us have, like, got it together. Mm-hmm. We all look like you under this.
There must be a lot of strapping.
Strapping.
I don't know. I nearly got away with
strapping.
It. I nearly got away with it.
A lot of strapping.
I have another question. How does the tuck thing work? And please, for the love of God, we won't have to do it, will we?
No, it's 2022.
You won't. Mate.
You won't.
Great.
Because micro dick.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I've.
You've got to find your dick first, don't you?
Oh, God, this has been a rough one for me.
Yeah,
it's been a rough one for me.
Serious answer?
Small dick man with a pig art.
You do. I'd tap you on Grindr, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Small dick with a pig heart.
It'd make you stand out. Not every listing says that, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, in Liverpool.
What's your drag name? Small dick man with pig heart.
Pig dick.
Piggy oh. heart.
Pig dick. Pig dick's the worst.
Like pig dick.
Piggy Mitchell.
Little
Piggy Mitchell.
Piggy Mitchell's really funny, actually.
No,
Piggy
good.
Mitchell's annoyingly really good.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I think we found it.
You go, get out of my pub.
How does the tucking thing work, then? Where does it go?
A long answer. We don't. I don't.
Yeah. But if you were, like, because...
You absolutely have to.
Yeah.
It's very mushy down there. Wait. I need a STI check.
I don't know if mushy is what it's
so
meant to be.
If that's
so it's malleable. So you can sort of you can squidge it with enough underwear and padding and stuff to just
strap it.
Mush it. Like just.
So where do the balls go?
Balls?
You know
you got balls.
Yeah. So it's what you're mushing. Because if I try to mush my balls.
So as you're saying it, I'm sat there like inwardly thinking, where is everything now? It's exactly in the right. It's exactly where yours is.
Yeah, you're not trying to fool. Well, no one's going to be fooled by you being a drag queen because you've got a bulge. It's going to be quite clear that you're already a man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the main bit you need to worry about being convincing with, mate.
Has Piggy Mitchell got an Adam's apple? Yeah, and a mouth.
The bullies.
They
bullies,
are.
Bullies. Yeah.
They are going to be upset.
I know. When I win. When you turn tricks slit.
Keep going. When I win later.
Breaking him down. Uh-huh. Keep going.
That's going to be... That'll show you.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing that happen.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That didn't
if I can
work
walk in heels, I'm feeling quite good about this. I'm looking forward to it. I think it should be fun.
You're going
to
look like... you're gonna look like the inflatable things outside
of
car.
Is this room big enough for you in heels?
Well, I lack in coordination.
You look like one of those
enthusiasm.
Wacky racer cars. They stuck out the top.
I'm going to finally feel what it's like to be just quite small.
Yeah. We're going to get you in about 8-inch platforms and make you a real boy's size.
I love how, like, me and Rob have got actual beards, right? So we ain't shaving them off. You've got a small amount of stubble that could have gone.
You really could have shaved it. Yeah.
I know, I couldn't be arsed. I had to do a big queue in a cheese shop. That's true. That's just a true thing that happened to me today.
Is that what you and the rest of the mice are doing now, queuing for your cheese?
Yeah, a Mindy Mouse, aren't I? I also had a queue in a big min shop as well.
What do you mean you had a big queue in a cheese shop?
Because it's 2 days before Christmas and the queue was fucking massive and Didsbury's just like pretentious in it and everyone wants his cheese.
So you'd shaved before you got there?
No, I didn't have time to shave because I was in the queue for the cheese shop.
I thought you'd grown that beard in the queue for the cheese.
Yeah, just in case I got ID'd.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a forfeit for whoever loses out.
Yeah. That is also true. Not the mushing. I don't want the mushing to happen.
We've got...
That's why I don't want it to happen.
It's a gift. Consider it a present. Happy Christmas.
We do need a forfeit, though.
We've got a roast show coming up, the live roast. I think whoever loses has to dress up in that as well.
Oh, has to bring their character to the roast.
I never reference it.
I think it will be referenced.
But we won't have
the clothing and outfits.
Oh, yeah, sister's clothes.
Oh, speaking of which, what did you bring, or is that like a... Do we find out?
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. We will find out what goes on.
My guess is women's clothes.
I threw the worst of my drag in a suitcase and thought, this'll do.
There we go. That's exactly what we're after.
As long as there's a range of sizes, a very wide range of sizes.
I don't wear H&M, by the way.
Yeah, River Island don't hire me.
Yeah.
Just Giacomo, innit?
Don't worry, you'll get them back.
I'm gonna be the only queen with an outfit from Wallace.
What's Wallace?
It's
such a fat mum shop. I've never heard of it.
It's like someone's fat mum shop, like Ethel Austin.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. I got the references up here. That's what I'm here for. Otherwise, it'd just be weird dictators' wives and shoe fetishes.
Yeah, you need balance, right? Yeah.
What were you going to say? You were going to give me a compliment then.
I wasn't.
Look at him fish.
You know, Ethel Austin was a real woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nan used to send Christmas cards to her. Not because she was nuts, because she knew Ethel Austin.
She knew her.
Right. I thought she was
Wasn't just fangirling.
Yeah. I thought she was sending ones like Mark Spencer as well. And like,
dear Dorothy Perkins.
John Lewis.
So that Simpsons, dear Die Hard.
Merry Christmas, Top Shop.
Yeah, not even names, just like curries. Nan, why are you sending a card to PC World, you bad bitch?
Happy birthday, PetSmart.
Oh, God. We should probably crack on.
Yeah, because we've got a lot to do. We've got to get ready. We've got to make up. We've got to do a
short episode this because we've got a lot to do. We're going to do our own makeup.
Yeah.
Do we get a tutorial or anything, or are you just going to say do your makeup?
There isn't enough time in the world. I couldn't possibly. I'm a pro. I'm very busy and rich, and which is why I'm sat here with you, fine people.
We've had all the tips. Focus on the face.
Yeah, put it on the face. Go for it. Yeah, that's about it.
That was it. Yeah. Honestly, it's honestly like you've just entered the workroom in Drag Race.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it.
Rue, do you have any, sort of like tips for me? Fucking figure it out! You stupid cross-dresser, figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, very bigoted in real life.
I hate the ones that suck up to Rue, like, or that look like they're really sucking up. Do you know, like, whatever.
Stockholm Syndrome. Mm.
What?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
Babe, yeah. Did you know Ethel Austin was a real woman?
Okay, so we've got to do makeup.
Yeah.
We've got to pick outfits.
Yeah.
I think we're all going to be encumbered by that in different ways.
Yeah. You still need a name?
I still need a name, but that'll come to me. That's fine. I got the spa bit. I just need to work backwards from there.
Sure.
And then we need to sort of practice, I guess.
Yeah, we've got some challenges. Some on-stage challenges, which will remain a secret.
On-stage challenges. And we have all of maybe an hour and a half to do that.
I've been practicing my lip sync, though.
You've been practicing? Oh, yeah. What? Yeah.
Last couple of days, I've been driving around with it on a loop, singing along to it.
Yeah. I've been practicing.
I'm like,
you're such a baby queen.
I say I've been practicing.
I really want to
it's disgusting.
Mingy Mouse has been practicing.
You two have been practicing.
Mingy Mouse has.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a Disney number by any chance?
No, but someone's is.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So I'm very excited.
I'm so excited to see this car crash.
I know. Look, it can only be a win. Either we do well and it's good, or much, much more likely, it's so bad that it's memorable.
So if people want to see this, how do they see it, Freddie?
They need to be on Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalpod. It's literally £3 a month, and for that you get access to this special, you get access to the wrestling special, the sex dungeon special.
We've got range.
Yeah.
Wow, jeez, I'm in the wrong career.
The last two have basically just been us being hurt, so this one we thought humiliated, we pushed it in a slightly different
direction. The next
challenge
we're getting pissed on.
Which is also tonight.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I then we get set on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then I get a new pig art. That's win-win for everybody, isn't it?
Why does it smell of bacon?
How many pig arts do you get on the NHS, do you reckon? Like, if you've gone through four,
I think it's a one and done.
No.
I didn't give George the second liver.
I had my pig art done through a Toby Carvery.
Oh, you went private?
Yeah, went private on a Toby Carvery. You get it on a Sunday, that's roast day. Yeah.
What organ do you want?
After you've had your first one with the NHS, your next one's just Billy Bear Ham.
Fucking hell almighty.
Well, I've had so much fun. Thank you so much for having us. I'm really excited.
Where
for the
can
show.
People thank find you? Is there anything you want to plug or anything like that?
I'm fucking going on tour in February, yes. So buy a ticket and come, please, because I need you to pay my rent.
Do go see that. That'll be dead fun.
And we'll put a link in.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be in the description. It'll be on our social media. You'll be able to find links to that. Go see the show. It'll be dead
right,
fun.
Right. Let's be drag queens.
Let's go.
Thanks for listening. Go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.